to you by your local Nissan dealers. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. What do you got in the world of gossip for today?
Well, The Voice crowned their winner last night.
The youngest winner ever on the show.
Yeah, and from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Long Meadow, Massachusetts. She probably sang the longest song she listened to on this radio station.
I know. Congratulations, Bryn Cartelli. And I guess it was the first win for Coach Kelly Clarkson.
Amazing for a 15-year-old to do what she has done.
ABC is expanding Good Morning America to 3 hours.
I don't understand. It's Good Morning America, but the extra hour now is going to be at 1 p.m. replacing the Chew.
Well, I mean, Mario Batali was on the Chew, so I think they said the ratings kind of took a dive after he was kicked off. Kevin Federline, the mooch, he gets $20,000 a month in child support. He wants $60,000 a month from Britney Spears.
They have two sons from their 3-year marriage.
Yep.
So he wants to up it. He says she's making a lot more money than she used to.
Well, she feels, I didn't tell you to go have more kids after ours, so that's your problem to support your family.
Good point, Brittany.
Meow, yes. The Bachelors, Ari and Lauren, were on The View today, and they announced that they're getting married in Hawaii on January 12th.
So the big wedding's in Hawaii, and it will not be televised. And you know what, Gina J, my heart is broken.
I know it is. I'm surprised not, though, but it's so funny how they decided to announce this week when Monday, the new season of The Bachelorette starts. So it's like, go away, Ari. Go away.
Please go away.
In Bachelor Nation's Ashley Iaconetti and Jared are finally together. If you like follow The Bachelor, Bachelorettes, and all that, then you're like about time with these two. Ellen DeGeneres and Ashton Kutcher on the show today, and he and his business partner donated $4 million to Ellen's...
Yeah, to her wildlife fund. Yeah. Apparently, they saved gorillas in Rwanda.
Yep.
$4 million. That will save a lot of gorillas, hopefully.
That's
good for
so
good for
much.
Ashton.
And that's on behalf of their new investment app called Ripple. So, man, Ashton Kutcher is very involved with those kinds of tech things, and he makes so much money. It's crazy. Jenna Dewan, she used to be a backup dancer for Janet Jackson when she was 19. So she was saying how Janet was such a great boss, gave him nice watches, all blinged out. Since Valentine's Day, they got a box full of adult toys. And finally, Meghan Markle's life has changed, we know, big time. Some of the rules is you do selfies.
Okay.
No personal social media usage. Oh, my God.
Okay.
No autograph. No acting career.
No acting? No short skirt?
Nope.
And this is starting to offend me a little bit.
She has to do the Duchess slant, so she can't cross her legs in public. Dinner time is at 8:30.
Well, that's too late.
That is too late, but the worst part about dinner with the Queen, once she's done eating, you have to be too. That would not work out for me at all. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.